Can we get your name and ADC number for the record? Okay, let me get you to restate your name and ADC number for the record, please, ma'am.
Maisha Wallace, 281776.
Thank you, Ms. Wallace. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing. And based upon information that we have, that you did participate in a probable cause hearing back on March the 5th of this year, 2019. And do you remember participating in that hearing, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
And as a result of that, I think that the probable cause officer pointed out the fact, based upon what he pointed out, that he believed that a violation of condition of supervision had occurred and that you had lapsed or were about to lapse into criminal ways or company. And that was his finding. Therefore, this would have been phase one. I want to move on to phase two since you met with the probable cause officer. And I'm going to make a motion at this time to go to phase two. And my motion is going to be to find that Ms. Wallace violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that she was delinquent, that she had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Motion by C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. And let me do a couple of things, ma'am, that I should have done that I did not do. First of all, let me introduce you to the board members who are participating in your hearing. And there are three board members participating in your hearing because you cannot see us, is our understanding. The Honorable Ms. Neal Rittenhouse, the understanding that Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as your panel lead. We also have in the room today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Ms. Wallace and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, I do you so affirm. Ms. Wallace?
I do.
And Honorable Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Wallace, inasmuch as I made the motion and now I've sworn you in, I'm going to prepare to go into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. Once we get this information, we're going to come back, talk with you, and let you tell us whatever you want to tell us. So at this time, if you remain quiet, we're going to ask Mr. Turner if he would give us some background information. Honorable Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, sir. Wallace was released from ADC custody on 12/28/2018 and arrested on 1/30/2019 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She is returned back to ADC custody on 1/30/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5/30/2019 with 33 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2012, commitment A, count one, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, commitment B, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2012, commitment C, count one. I'm gonna have to read this one out. I don't know the abbreviations on it. IMIT, control, substance, manufacture, distribution, 1 year. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2.2. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2015, TIH release, interstate contact, complete 4 months. Disciplinary is moderate with threatening noted. Other arrest, 2002, theft, California unknown. 2005, controlled substance violation, California unknown. 2005, unlawful use means of transportation, California unknown. 2012, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. She has a GB score of G2, V1.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Now, I would just point out, Ms. Wallace, I should have pointed that out earlier, but I'm not suggesting anything on this one, but you're scheduled to be released in one month from tomorrow. It's going to take you about 10 to 15 days for all the paperwork to be completed. You won't have that much, it won't be that much different in the time. And I say that, do you wish to continue with your hearing since you're going to be out in one month and something goes wrong, or would you like to waive your hearing and clear your number? So what would be most comfortable for you at this time? I'm not recommending anything, ma'am.
I want to say something.
Okay, so that means that you wish to continue with your hearing, is that not correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let me move forward, ma'am. And I'm just going to make a few observations from your case supervision summary. And it seems to me that when you were released, you were released to the Phoenix Oasis Reentry Services in Phoenix, Arizona. And then you failed to establish residency there. Why did you not go to the Oasis Reentry Program, ma'am, in Phoenix?
I didn't go because they released me 4 days prior to my release date, and my mother was going to be my support to be here to pay for my halfway house up for 3 months. So due to the fact that they released me, and I didn't even know they were going to release me on the 28th, there was no way that I could contact my mother from California to have her come immediately on the next thing smoking to help me pay for my halfway house because I had no money, and that's my support.
Okay. So they didn't tell you that they were going to release you, they just released you and said,
No, sir. They just packed me up December 27th and I asked them, I said, this has got to be a mistake because my release date is December 31st. And the guard said, no, it's not. Do you want to go home? I asked to speak to a lieutenant and they didn't let me speak to a lieutenant. So then, that morning at 4:30, I tried to call my mother because she was an approved caller on my calling list and it went straight to voicemail. My mom has a heart condition, so I didn't know what was going on. I got to complex. I asked Sergeant Owens, this has to be a mistake. She said, no, Wallace, this is not a mistake. I said, well, is there any way you guys can keep me to January 2nd? Because I need my mother to be out there at the gate. That's my support. She said, no, there's nothing I can do. I have to release you on December 28th. And that's what they did, sir.
And so how did you end up going to the Phoenix Oasis Reentry Program? Did they recommend that or you selected that?
That was something I selected at the Second Chance Program. Prior to me selecting it, my mother had set up to come out here and pay the Oasis, the director of the Oasis, to pay for my bed, because you have to have the money once you get out to hold your bed. And my mother had made arrangements to come on the 31st, to come down here from California, to take me there and pay up for 3 months for me. And the lady agreed to all that. She said there was no problem. She would hold my bed until my mother was able to get out here on the day of my release to pay for my bed.
So did your mother come down here on the 31st, come over here from California on the 31st? I can ask if this mixes up in terms of communication.
Due to the fact that when I got out and I was trying to call my mother, she was admitted into the hospital because my mom has a 90% blockage, so she wasn't able to get here not until after the first of the year. So I had went to the halfway house. I thought I had a little bit of time. I didn't go, and I was afraid, sir. I was afraid. I admit to my guilt and the choices I made. I'm responsible for my actions. I was afraid, and I didn't know what to do.
Okay, now you didn't know what to do, Ms. Wallace, so what did you do for those 33 days that you were suspended, ma'am?
I from the Second Chance Program, I had jobs lined up. I went to my job interview. I got hired at the AAA Landscaping. I proceeded to go to work from the 1st of January up until my release date, and I was getting a room. I was paying, my mom helped me pay for a room. But my mom, she told me just to put the room in your name because I know they do war checks, and I just knew that they were going to come and get me. I just stayed out the way, didn't catch no new charges. I went to work and went back to my room, and they came to my room, and I, you know, cupped up. I told them, yes, I'm Maisha Wallace, and the room was in my name, and they bring me back here.
So what was this room located? I mean, where were you? Was this a hotel or a boarding house? Or where were you?
It was a motel room.
Okay. And so you stayed there for 33 days Did you hear while you were there that you left, that you used it?
No, I was not in no activity. I was going to work, and I was going back to my room, and I got back into my 12-year-old son's life. So I would visit my son and come back to my room. The Second Chance program has done a tremendous change in my life. So, I mean, the old past life that I did have, it's just that I feel uncomfortable in that lifestyle, and I got a job for the first time in a very, very long time, and I enjoy going to work, making money the right way.
Okay, and I understand that the Second Chance program, I understand that's a big program, and I'm sorry that it didn't work out completely for it. Now, you said that they came to your room and cuffed you, so who came to your room? Was that the Phoenix Police Department, or was...
Yes, sir, the Phoenix Police Department did.
So why do you think they came to your room, ma'am?
Because when they go to the... when they come to the motels, they do war checks. You know what I mean? Every motel, any motel you go to, Motel 6, anywhere you go, they always do a war check. Because people put their names in their rooms, and they have warrants, so they do war checks. And I had my warrant was for me being a PBT was I knew that's how I was gonna come back. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know I was afraid to go to the office, but I knew if I put the room on my neck, I knew they were gonna come get me.
Well, let me just ask you, Mr. Wise, let me just ask you one other question. When we let you out today, you get out next month, on the 3rd, what do you plan to do? Do you plan to go to California? Are you going to stay here in Phoenix? What are your plans, ma'am?
My plans are, my mother's getting ready to have open heart surgery, and I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go back home and take care of my mother. My mother needs me, and this is not my rodeo. I can't do this. I can't be...
Now let me just ask one other... Let me ask you one other question. Now, where is your son? You mentioned that your son got back in your life.
My son is here with his grandmother. He's adopted out, but she's allowed me to be back in my son's life as long as I stay on the right path.
Okay. Okay, so at this time, we're going to pause and see if my distinguished colleagues might have any questions for you at this time. Distinguished colleagues, any questions for Ms. Wallace? I don't see any questions from Ms. Wallace. Mr. Turner, do you have Honorable Mr. Turner? Do you have anything?
No, sir.
Okay. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board, where the board goes into discussion and make a decision whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your supervision. So we want to listen to you. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, ma'am?
I just really would want to be there. My mom's going to have open heart surgery this month, and I really want to be there by her side. That's the only person I have left in my family. And my mom's going to have her open heart surgery, and she's 57, and she needs me, and I need her. So that's basically what I'm pushing for, is I need to be there with my mother.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Ms. Wallace. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make a decision regarding your future. Now, the board is in discussion at this time. I find Ms. Wallace to be a very interesting young lady. I know that she has a future before her. It was a very unfortunate situation. Whatever went wrong there at Oasis between the prison and between Perryville and Oasis, that was a very unfortunate situation. But you should know, Ms. Wallace, that this board is not a part of the Department of Correction. Therefore, we have nothing to do. This board had nothing to do with your being released or when you were released or the circumstances that you were released on. However, based on the information that I see that I've been able to observe, she did abscond for those 33 days, which was just a month and a day, depending on which month you're talking about. And that was very unfortunate. If we didn't have that, I would say, let her get out, man. But I think it would be best, since it's going to take some time to get her processed at any rate, that she just complete her term. And then when she get out in next month, she will not have to report to a parole officer. She will be on her own. She can go to California with her mother, and she can get back in the life of her child and live a productive life and never to return again in earnest. So that's just my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, here's nothing else from board members. I'm going to move to find that based upon information contained in warrant number 2019-W0175, as well as discussion with the Department of Corrections, as well as with Ms. Wallace. I'm going to move to revoke health amendment to supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. I know that this was not what you wanted to happen, but you will be out in 1 month and 1 day. And we wish you the best, and we hope never to see you in Orange again. And next time we hope to see you, you'll be out working and being productive. And as I've stated two or three times, you're scheduled to be out on May the 3rd, 2019, 1 month, 1 day from today. So good luck, we wish you the best, and your hearing is over. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
You too.
Bye-bye.